Last night we began our discussion about Moda'ani, the first of our Siddur snippets. Moda'ani lefanecha, the first words out of our mouth in the morning. We talked about that we wake up with an attitude of gratitude, not an attitude of entitlement, not what's coming to me, not what my rights are, but rather I look and I see the blessings in my life and I feel a sense of moda. Not ani moda, I don't wake up with a sense of I, but with a sense of gratitude. And why am I so grateful? Moda, because ani, because I'm me. And why is it meaningful to be me? Because lefanecha, I'm here in Hashem's world, and He's charged me with a mission. And why is it so worthwhile to be grateful just because Hashem has given me a mission? Because He is the Melech Chai V'Kayam. He is a living, vibrant being. He's part of my daily life. His dominion is involved. His providence is involved. All that happens to me, it's not chance, it's not random, it's not coincidence, it's by design. I'm here for a reason, and I have what to accomplish. And if I wake up with gifts and blessings, with talents and skills, it's only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because the Almighty wills it, and He gives it to me. It's our mission to create Hashem, to be a Melech Chai V'Kayam. Not just a king who imposes himself on us, but Chai V'Kayam, he's living, and he's vibrant, and he's part of our daily life. The Sefer Imrei David says, Chai V'Kayam means you might have just been asleep, but he's Chai V'Kayam. Hashem is the one who neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's always awake, and he's always watching over the world, and he's always watching over us. He's Chai V'Kayam. So the second half of Moda'ani, why are we so grateful? She'chazarta bi nishmasi b'chemla. Mishnah Berurah points out the correct way to say it, unlike the way many of us learned when we were young, the asnachta, the comma, the pause, is after the word b'chemla. She'chazarta bi nishmasi b'chemla. God, you returned my soul to me with your kindness, with your compassion. What does that mean? It means that my soul, when it was extracted from my body and it went upstairs, when my soul returned to its creator for those few hours that I slept, my soul doesn't want to come back. My soul craves and yearns to reattach to Hashem, to be in the world where Hashem's presence is undeniable, where it's fully accessible. Who wants to come back to be housed by a body in the world of temptation and drive and appetite and distraction? Who wants to be in a world that is the material world that's filled with things that are a potential downfall? So my soul wanted to stay up, but Hashem, with your kindness, hechazarta bi nishmasi bechemla, with your kindness, you told my soul where to go, you brought it back down, you put it in my body. I woke up this morning. As a rabbi, I've buried people who've never woken up. It's not a gift we take for granted. If we woke up this morning, it means we yet have more to accomplish. We have more to achieve. Hashem has a mission, and He has a purpose for us. And that's His kindness. The Vilna Gaon points out the word chemla is the opposite of kaas. What does it mean, Hashem's compassion? We have a lot of words for compassion. Why is chemla chosen? Because it means when our soul goes upstairs, Hashem could evaluate the soul based on judgment, midas adin. Let me see how that soul did yesterday, the choices it made. Were they right or wrong, good or bad? Were they just or were they unjust? But Hashem, rather than evaluate our soul, bechemla, with His kindness, instead of carrying out din judgment, instead with compassion, He gives our soul back to us. He brings it back downstairs. He reinstalls it within our body. It's not hechazarta li, it's hechazarta bi. He put my soul back in me. And Hashem doesn't just replace it with any soul. Why should I be so grateful and excited? Why do I greet the day with an attitude of gratitude? Why am I so thankful to Hashem? Because echzarta bi, not nishama, but nishmasi, my soul. Just like mode ani, why am I grateful? Because I'm me, nishmasi, my soul came back. Each of us have a unique, distinct soul. Each one of us is created in a way no one before us and no one after us will be. And we each have a mission to fulfill in this world. And that's the chemla, the kindness that Hashem did when giving our soul back to us. Rabbah emunasecha. So we begin the way we wake up in the morning with gratitude and faith in Hashem, but we end by acknowledging Rabbah emunasecha, that Hashem also has faith. Now we normally think of bitachon or emunah, we think of faith as being from our direction towards Hashem. I have faith there is a God, and there's providence, He's involved in my life, not just aware of, but who's involved interceding in my life. But we end Moda'ani not with our faith in God, but Rabbah emunasecha, Hashem's faith. Who does Hashem have faith in? And the answer is, if we woke up this morning, then He has faith in us. Simply by virtue of opening our eyes and greeting the day, again, if we have breath in our nostrils and a heartbeat in our chest, it means Hashem has faith in us. We yet have what to accomplish, to achieve, whatever stage of life, whatever condition we're in, whatever challenge that we confront. If we're awake and we're alive and we live to see another day, we have more to do. And what that is to do, each of us have to measure and evaluate and determine separately, based on the ani, and based on the nishmasi, who we are, a world unto ourselves. But if we're awake and if we're alive, it's because Hashem has faith in us. Rav Tzadok HaKohen in Tzidkas HaTzadok writes, Kashem shetzorach odem lahamin b'Hashem yizborach, kach tzorach achar kach lahamin be'atzmo. Just like we have to have faith that there is a God, a creator of the world, that He's involved in His world, we have faith in Hashem, says Rav Tzadok. The extension of having faith in Hashem, if you believe that we're all a Tzelem Elokim, there's a piece of God in every one of us, then it means that we have to believe in ourselves. We live in a world that's challenged with self-esteem and self-worth and happiness. And it's a reminder, it's an affirmation. Every morning we wake up, Moda'ani, Hashem, I believe in you and I'm grateful for you. And Rabba Emunasecha, I know you believe in me, I believe in me too. I'm going to greet the day, I'm going to kill this day. What I'm going to achieve, what I'm going to accomplish, who I'm going to be, closer and closer to realizing my potential. Says Rav Tzadok, believing in Hashem means believing in ourselves. And why should we believe in ourselves? Because if I woke up this morning, Hashem believes in me. And if He believes in me, if some authority figure who's greater than myself, the source of everything, believes in me, then certainly I should believe in myself as well and accomplish everything I can for that day.